that was probably one of the funniest fucking parts of this whole movie.
That
arrow laugh, especially at double speed.
That was amazing. It was, I think the only part that was funnier was when I actually had to spit out my drink, because when Bella yelled at Jacob.
Oh yeah, that line, you nicknamed my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster.
I completely forgot about that line. It was so iconic, but I completely forgot about it until it happened and I spit my drink out because I was sipping my water.
Is it in the books?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's OG content.
Terrible. Yeah. I love it. Ooh, Stephanie Meyer, you snapped with how bad that was.
I love how it's like he imprinted on her daughter and suddenly she's like, fuck you, Jacob!
Yeah, and I'm just... What was really funny is like...
You pervert.
Everyone was just like, oh, this is going to be so good. They're like, you have to tell her, Jacob. Tell her. Tell
her. They're all like, Edward, stop her. And he's like, no, she's good. She's good. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Because he's always hated Jacob for whatever reason.
So he's having a great time.
Yeah. You know, terrible. Absolutely terrible. But a lot of that was, especially that whole bullshit with, like, imprinting. I'm like, this is so weird.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's just so many layers to that that I just, like, do I want to get into it?
Yeah, but we have to because of the fucking wolf thing. They're like, you can't attack someone that another wolf is imprinted on.
How convenient.
That's their cardinal rule. Out of all of them.
I have so many questions for Stephanie Meyer about the Twilight universe.
First of all, why?
How dare you? True. First of all, why? Second of all, how dare you?
True. I mean, she was the start of a movement, a fucking vampire movement. But the funnier thing is a lot of the fucking media that came after was, like, previous content that had already existed.
Yeah.
Because True Blood and Vampire Diaries were based off of books that both came out in, like, the 80s/90s.
But Twilight, like, created an environment in which they could thrive.
Well, that's the whole thing with the entertainment industry is they want the next big thing, but they're all too afraid to try.
Yeah.
With whatever they find. They're like, this seems risky. And then one company will be like, you know what? We'll risk it. And then they become the fucking pioneers for something new. Like, say, for instance, Stranger Things. Stranger Things was apparently rejected from every major network that they tried to pitch it to. Got to Netflix. Netflix was like, sure, we'll do it.
As they say with many things.
Yeah. And it literally paid off because it's one of Netflix's biggest things.
Yeah, it is.
Like, people love Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. Cult following, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. They have pop-ups and shit.
Do you like Stranger Things?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I would say that I am a fan.
Okay.
I'm not, like, an avid fan like some other people. Very much will critique it on how, like, I'm like, all right, this is kind of dumb and doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to get into Stranger Things right now.
No.
Because I know that Grace and I are going to talk about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll have to listen. And I got another sports notification.
What, do you have sports notifications on or something?
ESPN.
Oh, because of that World Cup.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to do my duty as someone who enjoyed the Women's World Cup, so now I'm following the NWSL, so the National Women's Soccer League. Yeah. I actually have watched this. If I don't watch this game, it'll be the first game I've completely missed. Because there are some games I haven't watched all of, but I've watched at least some of every game since the World Cup.
Wow, I can't believe you're becoming a sports person.
I know, who am I? I didn't watch all of one of the games yesterday because two of them overlapped. And then there was like, and then when the other game ended, I went to go finish the rest of the other one. But they were having a break because of weather, inclement weather.
Mm.
And they didn't start up again until I was, like, going to bed. And I'm like, And they still had, like, a good... they still had a good, like, 40 minutes left. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
I just find it really funny because I actually watch sports for work. And then I'm not into sports at all. Not even now.
I'm still, like, I can sort of know how soccer works now. I still don't have a ton of interest in watching men's soccer, but part of it is, like, people are like, why do you want to watch men's soccer if you like women's soccer? And I'm just like, well, the thing is with women's soccer is because of the Women's World Cup, I know some of the players, so I have context. I'm one of those people, like, I need context. I don't want to just watch a bunch of people kick a ball around. Like, I don't know what any of it means. I need meaning in my life.
Yeah.
You know, but I have context now. I know who some of the players are. I know some of their backgrounds. I know, like, kind of how some of the teams work. So, like, I've done my research. So
also, it's a little more the women's champion, now. Like, the women's U.S. team are, like, four, like, they're, right. They've won four times, yeah. Whereas the men haven't.
And I will also say, so, at least from, I haven't watched a lot of men's soccer, but I did watch the World Cup last year, and the women do play differently. And not in, like, a bad way, but in, like, I don't know, just the, well, one, they don't really do the diving. Like, they don't do the, like, I'm dying thing. Like, they really don't do that. It's very rare. Like, when they go down, like, it's they usually end up limping off the field and often not getting put back in.
Yeah.
So.
It's a real risk it for the biscuit type thing.
Right, but they are still very physical. Like, they are still very physical.
They be fighting.
Yeah. Well, one of our friends who watches a lot of soccer, they think their theory is that the women play more physical than the men because they don't have balls to protect.
Ah, that is a good theory.
Their theory. I haven't seen enough of men's soccer to, like, have my personal opinion on that. But, yeah. I know more of the context for the women's stuff, so that's what I'm watching now. I'm like, maybe I'll try and start getting into the men's teams, but, like, baby steps, you know? Like, I'm still a baby sports fan.
I feel like the men's teams usually have a lot more yelling.
Yeah.
Where they're like, I'm gonna yell at the referee!
Yeah, they don't yell much. They definitely still talk back to the referee. Like, that definitely still happens. But they don't usually go, like, they tend to be less aggressive. Also, the National Women's Soccer League is actually very interesting because most of these players have played with each other at some point. So they actually, like, they don't tend to get super competitive or aggressive towards each other. At least nothing that's beyond, like, I'm just playing the game. Like, I'm gonna tackle you because I'm trying to get the ball. But, like, I'm not, like, necessarily trying, I'm not treating you like my enemy. Like, I'll knock you down, I'm gonna help you get back up.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of deal, because so many of them know each other. Because they switch teams all the time. And then some of them have played on the national teams together, so. Like, there are people who are best friends who will have to play against each other. It's pretty wild.
It's like an anime.
Yeah. It's very dramatic, you know?
Speaking of dramatic.
It's a good time.
This movie.
Yes. They back were being to Twilight.
Back to Breaking Dawn Part 2. They were being dramatic as hell in this movie for no reason.
Beautiful at 2x speed. Yes. Absolutely beautiful.
I feel like once they started, they were literally just like, what, taking the child around the world. They're like, we're all going on a trip, Renesmee. We're all going on a trip around the world where you can meet a whole bunch of vampires and be like, hi, I'm like this girl. I'm a normal girl. I'm a little normal girl. And the Volturi want to kill me. Because homegirl was all like, I think they turned a vampire, like, a child into a vampire.
The immortal child.
Yes. That was their whole thing, because that's against their rules. Because children have uncontrollable sensibilities, I guess.
They can't be tamed, like Miley Cyrus.
Yes. Love that song, honestly.
It's true. And so did Stephanie Meyer.
I was going to say, was that on the soundtrack?
Sure.
I'm like, it should have been.
Oh, can you imagine? What if during that whole scene where they, like, showed the history of the immortal child where it was, like, tearing up the village, they were playing Can't Be Tamed.
Can't Be Tamed.
Can you imagine?
I love that.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna take Twilight, and I'm going to completely, like, redo all of the soundtrack and just add whatever song I want. It's going to be amazing.
I told you the soundtrack was missing was Migos.
You're right. It's super true.
It's truly what they were missing, was just a little bit of Migos.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
So they went around. Whoa. Totally forgot. How did I forget that quick? Fucking Rami Malek.
Oh my God.
Saw him, we were like, we were so shook.
He has, like, lines and everything.
I know.
Oh, it was so wild.
It's a fucking vampire who controls, I guess, the elements or something.
Yeah, he controls the elements. He was, like, made a little dirt tornado.
Yeah, a little dirt tornado.
So I think they really showed him
No, they did a water wall. That's when I was just like,
oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. I didn't make that connection.
basically, they were just like, do you want to go see the coolest vampires ever? See, again, this is why this world would make so much more sense as a CW show. Because you could delve into this these things about, like, oh, these vampires that can do all these things. Because I'm like, really, when it comes to these types of series, we always want to, like, show how they interact with the human world. And I'm like, you know what? For once, I would like to start someplace, like, completely in their world. Well, and we learn way more about that.
I remember what I loved about that book is when they... Because they would really... They spend a lot more time with, like, all the vampires hanging out at their house together. And, like, they went in a lot on, like, all those vampires' powers and their relationships with one another. So you finally got to see vampires outside of the Cullens. And it was really interesting.
Yeah, because they're not all fucking moody and broody.
And the movie, all of that was just sort of, like, skimmed over very quickly. But it was, like, a much more complex situation in the book. Which was actually, honestly, like, honestly interesting. So.
That's the part they fucking left out in the movie for nonsense.
Yeah.
And yet, so much CGI for Renesmee's face.
Oh, God, it's so bad. It's like the Cats movie trailer.
Oh, don't even get
me started. But, like, with a baby. Babies.
That trailer, okay, so, first off. And I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent here.
Wow, that's just... not... No tangents allowed. After I go on a 5-minute long tangent about soccer.
I know. So, my whole thing about, like, the fucking Cats thing, especially with the weird controversy about it and people being like, hey, this they don't even look like cats, like, their faces and stuff. And then people have been saying they're not supposed to look realistic. They're supposed to look like people dressed up as cats. And sure... That's
just put
fine.
Them in costumes.
Exactly. No,
the most realistic way to make it to have people who look like they're dressed as cats is to dress people like cats.
Exactly.
Did that occur to you?
A fucking just a thought. Just a thought. But also on top of that, the fact that they decided to do that with their faces, and it literally just looks like human faces on like anthropomorphic cat bodies for no reason. And I'm like,
it's awful.
Why didn't you just give them, like, a fucking... Like, if you're gonna do that, they're like, oh, we're gonna superimpose the faces. I'm like, okay, well, why didn't you give them, like, prosthetic noses so that it would look more feline? Yep. And then you'd be like, oh, this is really their face, but it also just has, like, you know, a couple of cat features. Then I would have been like, sure, fine, whatever. Those look like cats. I honestly would have just been like, whatever. I mean, I... genuinely don't want to go see Cats anyway, because I remember
as
a child...
Yeah, like, I wasn't interested in the first place anyways, but...
Yeah, as a child, I watched Cats because my cousins had it. They had it on tape, and I remember seeing the fucking case for it and being like, ooh, that looks cool, and I wanted to watch it so bad. So one night when they stayed over and my aunt was babysitting, we watched it, and I remember thinking, this is the worst shit I've ever seen in my goddamn life. And ever since then, I have hated cats. And nothing will change my mind, period. Well, it looks terrible.
Someone on Tumblr was like, theater gays, you did this.
They did. They acted like this was such a, like, wondrous thing. And I'm just like, no, it's fucking weird. I think people, like, really went to go see it because of the fucking spectacle of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fucking bunch of people dressed up as cats, acting like they're cats. And I'm like, meow, I'm a cat. And it's just like, can you believe... I don't know why anyone would stay for the whole show.
No.
Like, you go for 15 minutes and you're like, okay, I'm done. This is good.
Yeah.
You really should just watch it in 15-minute cycles. Like, just have, like, a constant revolving door of, people coming in and out. I'd buy that. Yeah. But anyway, I hate cats and I won't be seeing this new version. Well, maybe I will just to be like, this is terrible. Just so that I can say that it's terrible. I like to do that. I like to see, like, I like to watch things that I think are bad so that I know exactly why they're bad.
Yeah, so you're like, I'm not just saying this is bad because I heard it's bad. Like, I can tell you top 10 reasons why it's bad.
Exactly. And maybe even give it a few redeeming qualities. I'm like, well, this was good.
Yeah.
This one aspect was good, but everything else was terrible. I like how I'm just, like, shifting around and then hitting a bunch of things.
It's like when the Sonic trailer came out and everyone talked it so much, and then they decided to, like, redo it.
Yeah, they redo the animation for him. Oh, honestly, I wish they would do that with the cats. That would be so funny.
That would
be like, we're gonna reshoot it! We're reshooting the whole thing! Everyone hates it! Especially because I don't even know how much money they put into this, but if they put if they put a lot of money in it and it looks bad, or like, and people are like, this looks terrible, I'm not gonna go fucking see it, then it might behoove you.
There are gonna be people who are gonna go see it just for the spectacle of it, though.
They should do straight to DVD.
Yeah.
That would be really funny. They're like, oops, sorry, everybody, this is not getting a theatrical release.
That's something that if it went on Netflix and it was, like, already in my hands, I'd go see it. But, like, I'm not paid money or going out of my way to ever watch it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I didn't really care in the first place. Even if it wasn't like that, I still wouldn't go see it because I'm just like, I don't know, I'm just...
Yeah, I'm not going to go out of my way to go see grown people dressed up as cats.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Goes to see Marvel films. Well, I don't know.
Twilight, yeah. So Twilight. I will say, out of all of them, this one might be my favorite.
I agree.
This is with, like, the side that, like, the first one is a classic and should not be ignored by any means, because, you know,
yeah.
You gotta. But, like, objectively, I want to say the last one's my favorite.
I agree. I definitely think this one's a lot more fun, especially... Guys, at double speed, it really makes the movie ten times better.
Does, yeah. And it's only an hour of your day.
Yeah, because if it were less than this, or not less, if we were watching this at, like, normal speed, I don't think we would have enjoyed it as much.
Oh, no, some of those sequences are way too long.
Yeah, like, when they were touching each other after she became a vampire, it seemed like they were, like, even at double speed, that seemed long. So I'm like, I can only imagine at, like, normal speed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thoroughly enjoy, I agree with you. I think... If you watch the first one in this, the last one, you really don't need any of the rest of it.
No. Because it kind of feels like not a lot happens. Like, I think technically, like, a lot of things do happen, but it doesn't feel like three movies worth.
No, not at all. It feels like half a season.
Especially since they're not that short for movies.
Yeah. They're really not. I think most of them are 2 hours. I think every single one's like 2 hours.
Yeah, I think they're all about 2 hours, yeah.
Weird.
Truly.
Like, especially because I'm just like, is it warranted for a lot of them? Like, I think an hour and 40 would be fine for, like, all of these.
Yeah.
But again, if you just really want to, like, if you're like, hey, I haven't seen Twilight, which I don't know why you wouldn't have unless you're, like, really, really young or lived under a rock somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just watch the first one and the last one. And then definitely do it at double speed.
Yes.
That whole... What's funny is that I had never seen this movie, and I remember people talking about, like, the fight sequence at the end of the movie and being all like, it wasn't even, like, real. It was all, like, a dream.
Yeah.
Or just the future, Alice seeing the future. See, what I thought they meant when they said that bullshit is they were saying, like, the whole movie was a fucking future telling.
It was literally just the fight.
Which is stupid, because I'm just like, okay, well, you guys really deceptively got me with that. Like, I literally thought they meant, like, you know, that part where Bella gets turned and then Alice is walking back and she drops something, that vision, that's the whole fucking rest of the movie. That's what I thought it was. But it wasn't that, and I'm very upset because I've been misled.
Yeah.
But also, that was kind of a dumb sequence as well.
Very
like,
dumb.
That's your future. It was kind of funny, though.
Yeah,
it just was. Like, that's your future if you fuck with us. Which was true.
Yeah.
He would die. It's like, if you do it, you're gonna die. Because we've got the power. We've got the power. You've got the numbers, but we've got the power. And wolves. Do you have wolves? We've got wolves.
My God.
What was funny was the one vampire wanted to say something about... he said something about the wolves. He's like, they're consorting with werewolves, our mortal enemies. And he was just like, let's leave.
No, we're good.
It was really like he had resolved the other issue. And he was just like, one problem. I only do one problem a day. That's it.
Yeah. He's like, I got plans. No time for a fight. I have evening plans. I don't feel like dying today.
True. It is very much like you had us fly all the way over here for some bullshit.
Yeah, really.
You made me leave my house all the way in Italy.
Well, yeah, I mean, once she was dead, it's like... Or, like, once she was like, oh, I take full responsibility, I'm like, bitch, you know you're dead.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
They did kill her, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, that was real.
Yeah, that was super real.
He literally just carries, like, a fucking, flaming torch, like, app, I'm ready to burn somebody, and they go up on flames so quick.
The dramatics.
I know, but they literally light up like they're made of tissue paper.
Maybe vampire venom is actually just gasoline.
It's super flammable.
Yeah.
Everything about them is super flammable. They're basically paper. They're super dry. Once you die, you become super dry.
Vampires just really need to moisturize. If you're a vampire and you moisturize, you actually just become human again.
But that doesn't make sense because they also sparkle in the sun. So what is the truth? You sparkle in the sun and light up like toilet paper?
Diamonds are also dry. They still sparkle.
But do they light on fire really quickly?
Not to my knowledge, no.
I don't know. Let's go get a diamond and light it on fire really quick and see what happens.
What's something sparkly, dry, that is flammable?
Glitter?
Is glitter flammable?
I want to say yes.
I think you could technically set it on fire, but I don't think it would, like, set fire like that. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't... It's not, like...
I don't know. This sounds like something we're going to have to YouTube.
Yeah. Ooh, don't they have glitter beer? Oh, no, because that's not dry. Oh, my gosh.
You say glitter beer?
Yeah, there's this, you know, because the internet is.
Why would you want to ingest glitter?
It's technically edible. It's really horrifying looking. I sent it to our friend who's like a beer snob. He got really upset, which is why I sent it to him, because I thought it'd be funny.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's awful, and I don't even really, I'm not a beer snob.
Me either.
I'm like, give me that pale lager, bro.
Yeah, I'm really more of a lager person out of all beers. Oh, that is not my phone. Reaches for the first phone that I can find.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, I really don't think, I'm trying to remember anything else that happened in this movie that was worth merit other than the really bad CGI.
There were. I mean, oh, the fact that Rosalie and Emmett fucked for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Without 10 years straight.
10 years straight before any of us could go anywhere near the premises. But this also did bring up an interesting dynamic because I was wondering, I was like, okay, so they're all married, or she's married to him now. Are they all going to fucking live in that house together? And apparently, no. They got their own house, but it's on the property.
Maybe it's because they were going to give them the 10 years.
Is that what it is? Is that the 10-year fuck house?
I guess. Because the others live with them, and they're, like, together, so it's, like...
Yeah, but that's the thing, is I'm, like, do they all live there in the house with them, or do they also live in, like, other houses on the property?
That is possible, actually. Because you never see the others' rooms. Edward's the single child who still has to live at home, because he hasn't found a fuck buddy yet.
It's like, well, he hasn't found a mate, he can live upstairs, we won't bother him.
I want to say they might talk about that. They talk about that in the book, but I'm not sure. So don't quote me on that.
Sounds like something we're going to have to Wikipedia.
Great.
We're going to have to get on the Twilight Wiki.
Thank God. Thank God for fan wikis, honestly.
Truly. You know what? To all those people who create and maintain these fan wikis out there, we truly appreciate you because... It's true. Without you, I wouldn't know so many random facts. We love random, avid fans of things.
Yes.
Avid to the point where you're like, I know a lot about this topic, but not rabid, where you're like, I want to harass a person. Because that's not cool. As long as we're on the same page here.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, I don't think there's all that much more to this movie. That's pretty much it.
It was quite a treat.
It was a fun ride, especially at double speed. We're going to continue to just talk about this double speed because this was really a revelation. Because we were like, oh, how are we going to get through these movies?
Yeah, especially like 2 in 1 day is a lot, you know, especially when they're both 2 hours long. That's 4 hours of your day.
It really is. It's a lot of time. But we did it. And we got to the end of it. I'm so glad that you all came, that you Insomniacs came out for Twilight Tuesdays. I'd say it like you came to a physical location. But you did show up to the podcast, and that's great.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate all of our listeners. As always, thanks for listening. Gucci!